And now, story time with Mr. Black.
Leaders make decisions, whether popular or not. Are you a duck or are you an eagle? What's the difference, you may ask? Well, ducks quack and complain, but eagles soar above the crowd. Author and speaker Harvey McKay tells a great story about a cab driver who decided that he was no longer going to be a duck, be like everybody else, but he decided to soar like an eagle. Harvey's story goes something like this. He was waiting in line for a ride at the airport when a cab pulled up. The first thing Harvey noticed was that the taxi was polished to a bright shine. Smartly dressed in a white suit, black tie, and freshly pressed black sacks, the cab driver jumped out and rounded the car to open the back passenger door for Harvey. He handed him a laminated card and said, "Hi, I'm Wally, your driver. While I'm loading your bags in the trunk, I'd like you to read my mission statement." Taken aback, Harvey read the card, and it said, "Wally's mission statement. To get my customers to their destination in the quickest, safest, and cheapest way possible in a friendly environment." This blew Harvey away, especially when he noticed that inside of the cab matched the outside, spotlessly clean. As he slid behind the wheel, Wally said, "Would you like a cup of coffee? I have a thermos of regular and one of decaf." Harvey half-jokingly said, "No thanks, I prefer soft drinks." Wally smiled and said, "No problem. I have a cooler up front with regular and Diet Coke, water, and orange juice." Almost stuttering, Harvey said, "I'll have a Diet Coke." Handing him his drink, Wally said, "If you'd like something to read, I have the Wall Street Journal, Time, Sports Illustrated, and also the USA Today." As they were pulling away, Wally handed my friend another laminated card. "These are the stations I get and the kind of music they play. If you'd like to listen to the radio, just let me know which station you prefer." And as if that weren't enough, Wally told Harvey that he had the air conditioning on and asked if the temperature was comfortable for him. He then advised Harvey of the best route to his destination for that time of day. He also let him know that he'd be happy to chat with him and tell him about some of the sights, or if Harvey preferred, to leave him alone with his own thoughts. Harvey was absolutely amazed and asked the driver, "Tell me, Wally, have you always served customers like this?" Wally smiled in the rearview mirror. "No, not always, sir. In fact, it's only been the last 2 years. You see, my first 5 years of driving, I spent most of my time complaining, like all the rest of the cabbies do. Then I heard the personal growth guru Wayne Dyer on the radio one day. He had just written a book called You'll See It When You Believe It. Mr. Dyer said that if you get up in the morning expecting to have a bad day, you'll rarely disappoint yourself. He said, stop complaining. Differentiate yourself from your competition. Don't be a duck. Be an eagle. Ducks quack, they complain. Eagles soar above the crowd." "That hit me right between the eyes," said Wally. "Mr. Dyer was really talking about me. Up until now, I was always quacking and complaining. So I decided to change my attitude and leave the flock of ducks and become an eagle. I looked around at the other cabs and their drivers. The cabs were dirty, the drivers were unfriendly, and the customers were unhappy. So I decided I'm going to be different. I'm going to make some changes. I put in a few at a time. When my customers responded well, I did more. I take it this has paid off for you," Harvey said. "It sure has," Wally replied. "My first year as an eagle, I doubled my income from the previous year as a duck. This year, I'll probably quadruple it. You were lucky to get me today. I don't sit at cab stands anymore. My customers call me for appointments on my cell phone or leave a message on my answering service. If I can't pick them up myself, I get a reliable cabbie friend to do it, and I take a piece of the action. Wally was phenomenal. He was running a limo service out of a yellow cab. I probably told that story to more than 50 cab drivers over the year, and only two took the idea and ran with it. Wherever I go to their cities, I give them a call. The rest of the drivers quacked like ducks and told me all the reasons they couldn't do any of what I was suggesting. Wally, the cab driver, was different. Why? Because he made a different choice. He decided to stop quacking like everybody else, stop quacking like a duck and doing what everybody else was doing. And he decided to be different, to be unique, to be himself. To stand out, to speak up, and to act as if. He decided he would start soaring like an eagle. And ladies and gentlemen, it's decision time. Duck or eagle? Yes, ducks are cute, but they paddle around in circles. Eagles, on the other hand, they fly, and they fly high. They soar. It's how it is. A few leaders are like eagles, soaring and inspirational. Many, most, are like ducks, benign, likable, appear calm on the surface, but are paddling like hell under the surface just to survive. Eagles are like leaders. They don't flock. You find them one at a time, and they stand out, and they speak up, and they act accordingly. As if. Ducks are usually in groups, a flock, like a sheep. A group of ducklings can simply be called a flock, brace, paddling, or raft. A flock, like sheep, like sheeple, groupthink. However, you are unique. You were meant to soar, for there is none like you. Your mission is who you are. It is what you do, and it is the quality in which you do it. Once you figure that out, then you press the go button and soar with your strengths on the wings of purpose like an eagle. You have been listening to Mr. Black, Master Trainer for Like It Matters. Please find us on Facebook by searching LIM Radio. Make sure to follow us, like our posts, and share with others. Also, search YouTube for Like It Matters. Be sure to like and subscribe to our channel. And for more information on how we can help you live life like it matters, go to likeitmatters.net, where you can find more information on our transformational training, our life coaching, counseling, our radio show, and other ways we help you continue the journey of living life like it matters.